the world's pressure points all at once. At its narrowest, the Strait of Hormuz spans just 21 miles, and right now, tanker captains are waiting for word that it is safe to move through it. That single choke point is the gravitational center of Tuesday's global news, with oil markets, military strategy, geopolitics, and diplomatic backchannels all bending toward the Persian Gulf simultaneously. The day's agenda extends well beyond the strait. China's Xi Jinping used the Shanghai Cooperation Organization summit in Bishkek to advance a concept he calls universal security, while U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent delivered a pointed message to Russia at the G20 in Asheville, North Carolina. On the domestic front, Representative Thomas Massie named 14 alleged Epstein co-conspirators by name on the House floor. Markets opened under pressure, with S&P futures down roughly 40 points at 76.58, and Tennessee issued what officials describe as the nation's first commercial nuclear fusion license. The through line across each of these stories is the cost of instability in energy markets, in equity prices, in political institutions, and in the technology systems being stress-tested in ways their designers did not fully anticipate.